This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Today we bring you an extraordinary set of readings in response to September 11th. Last night, at the Town Hall in Manhattan, the New Yorker magazine presented a program called Beyond Words, New Yorker Writers Read the Work of Others. It was a benefit for the September 11th Fund. Fresh Air recorded the event, and on today's program we'll hear from Woody Allen, Mary Carr, Walter Mosley, Donald Antrim, Amitav Ghosh, Paul Muldoon, and Simon Sharma. The event was introduced by the editor of The New Yorker.
Good evening. I'm David Remnick from The New Yorker magazine. In the aftermath of September 11th, countless New Yorkers have tried to fight through the unspeakable sense of loss and fury by doing something, anything. All over the city, there have been efforts of all kinds, and this is ours. What happened a month ago is beyond words. Words will not raise the dead, but they are part of what embolden us, helps us live in order and order our thinking and deepen the heart. More immediately, we hope tonight we'll do something practical, some practical good. All proceeds raised from this event will be donated to the September 11th Fund, which has been set up to help the victims and their families after the terrorist attacks and is administered by the United Way and the New York Community Trust. Condé Nast and the Newhouse family have agreed to match those funds. Above all, I would like to thank you for coming tonight, and to those who listen on NPR or see this event on television, I hope that you too will do what you can for the September 11th Fund. Thank you.
David Remnick, editor of The New Yorker.